This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Christmas gifts are usually nowadays about kids. Ads for toys and video games and electronics are everywhere this time of year. Back in the 50s and 60s, though, advertisers geared their work toward grown-ups. Design historian Sarah Archer explores Christmas gift-giving in post-war America in her book. It's called Mid-Century Christmas. It is also today's installment of our series Holidays, brought to you by
Imagination.
Wonderful products.
Brought to you by...
Before Christmas was reconceived as a family-friendly holiday that centered around children, gifts tended to run to adult tastes for things like books, clothes, fine food, jewelry, and other keepsakes. But post-war grown-ups got to play house just like their kids in the 1950s and 60s, when it seemed that everything from a new stove to a washer-dryer to a sleek red typewriter, at least as far as advertisers were concerned, was as exciting and fun as a new toy. Santa Claus himself, or more specifically his office workflow, advertised the new IBM dictaphone in a 1966 print ad. With this 28-ounce unit, Santa says, I don't have to trust important things to memory, like who gets a football and who gets a diamond necklace. Other companies relied on the lure of color to sell evergreen products like furniture and appliances. The General Telephone System told consumers to quote-unquote give color in a December 1957 print ad, in which a bright red Model 500 telephone is held up as the perfect holiday gift. Throughout the 1950s and 60s, GE advertised its array of products for both inside and outside the home. From portable hair dryers and television sets in fashionable colors to waffle irons and strings of electric lights for holiday decor. Though the company was strongly associated with particular kinds of goods, particularly light bulbs, GE made an effort in its advertising to promote the ideas of technology and newness as its own signature selling point, knowing that gadgets of any particular holiday season would be nearly obsolete a few years later. In one double-page ad from the mid-1960s promoting portable TVs, the tagline read, "Progress is our most important product."
That was Sarah Archer. She is the author of the book Mid-Century Christmas.